Welcome to the Candid Life A to Z Encouragement Notes, a space where we pause, reflect, and reset. One letter, one principle, one intentional moment at a time. My name is Lydia Botchwe, and this space is about growth, clarity, and alignment. No pressure, no perfection, just honest reflection and purposeful living. Family, wherever you are listening from around the world, come into the gift of this moment with me. Let's pause. Take a slow breath in. Hold it gently and release. Now let your body settle. Let your thoughts slow down. There's nowhere else to be right now. Only here, open and present. Ready to receive what you need in this moment so that you can continue to grow and thrive. And as we take our next step towards personal freedom, may God's grace guide us to recognize our God-given value and cultivate a life marked by virtue and integrity. Family, teenage years can be very challenging. And I think anyone who has walked through that season of life can identify with that reality. In this episode, we explore two powerful truths that shape who we become. V for value and virtue. One reminds us of who we are in God. The other reminds us of who we are becoming in character. Because before behavior changes permanently, identity has to be healed. And once identity is secure, character begins to grow from a healthy place. As a Christian, I believe that every human life carries divine value. Not because of what we do, but because of who created us. As I reflect on my own journey, I realize that one of the biggest struggles I faced as a teenager was comparison. I compared myself to other people. I wasn't pretty enough. I wasn't smart enough. I wasn't thin enough. I wasn't talented enough. And notice how often the word enough appears. The problem with comparison is that it convinces you that who you are is somehow insufficient. Yet, no matter how hard you try, you can never meet a standard that was never designed for you in the first place. There is only one of you. God created you with your own gifts, talents, and purpose. So comparing yourself to someone else is like comparing two completely different masterpieces. The truth is, you were never meant to be somebody else. Oscar Wilde said it well when he said, "Be yourself. Everyone else is already taken." Be yourself. Everyone else is already taken. As a teenager, this was something I struggled with deeply. And what comparison produced in me was loneliness. I remember standing in church one Sunday morning, surrounded by a sea of people, and yet feeling completely isolated. Have you ever experienced that? Being surrounded by people but feeling utterly alone? My church back in Manchester often had conferences, and I remember attending one of those prayer conferences during a very vulnerable season of my life. I went forward for prayer because I was struggling with my identity and self-worth. As I stood there, hands lifted in surrender, praying quietly, I felt as though God was speaking directly to my heart. I chose you. They didn't choose you. You are mine. I chose you. They didn't choose you. You are mine. Those words brought a sense of freedom that I desperately needed. And from that point on, I began the slow process of replacing lies and unhealthy thought patterns with God's truth from the Bible. It required determination and intentionality. I began looking in the mirror and speaking life over myself. I learned to celebrate my gifts, appreciate my talents, and embrace my uniqueness. Whenever thoughts told me I wasn't enough, I reminded myself through Scripture that I was chosen, loved, gifted, an overcomer, an earthen vessel carrying heavenly treasure, and created with purpose to do good works. There were also things within my control that I could improve on. If I wanted to be healthier, I could exercise and eat better. If I wanted to grow in an area, I could put in the effort and study. Family, I had to be disciplined. The key was learning the difference between improving myself and trying to become someone else. Most importantly, I had to learn and accept this truth. I am enough. My gifts are enough. My calling is enough. My identity in God is enough. I also learned the importance of surrounding myself with people who champion my growth rather than diminish it. Some relationships needed stronger boundaries. Others needed to end altogether. Family, the people around us influence the way we see ourselves. As I continued confronting the negativity I had cultivated over the years, I began experiencing a greater sense of freedom. Because freedom is not just about escaping negativity, it's about guarding truth. And the turning point came when I understood these scriptures in a personal way. In John 8:32, Jesus says, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." And in John 10:10, he says, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." The enemy thrives on lies. Jesus came to bring life in all its fullness. Freedom came as I replaced lies with God's truth. The more truth I embraced, the freer I became. But perhaps the greatest exchange was learning to stop comparing myself to others. Comparison causes us to lose sight of who we are. Years later, in 2019, I found myself in another difficult season. I was struggling emotionally. Relationships were challenging, and I felt myself spiraling. One day, my mother called from Manchester, United Kingdom, and asked how I was doing. I told her I was fine, but mothers usually know better. Before hanging up, she said something that has stayed with me ever since. Lydia, God loves you. You love yourself. Simple words, yes, but powerful enough to realign my life. At the time, I was standing in my walk-in closet. After the call ended, I stepped out of that closet carrying more than clothes. I carried a renewed sense of peace and assurance. Those words became a checkpoint in my life. God loves you. You love yourself. It was as though God was reminding me that I had spent so much of my life taking care of everyone else while neglecting myself. Moving forward, whenever I find myself in a situation, relationship, or season that causes me to lose sight of my value, I pause, evaluate whether it belongs in my life, and return to those words, God loves you. You love yourself. The truth is, no relationship should require you to abandon yourself. Some people may think what I'm saying sounds radical, but I have reached a place in my life, family, where I am no longer willing to allow anyone to live rent-free in my mind. I have embraced who I am. I know that God has placed heavenly treasure within me. I know He has called me to live a full life and prepared good works for me to accomplish. And I know, according to Jeremiah 29:11-13, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." I know that promise is not just for me, it's also for you. So embrace that truth in your life. Can I hear an amen to that truth, family? Can I hear an amen? Together, family, these two moments shaped my journey. God's reminder that I belong to Him, and my mother's reminder that I need to value myself as He does. You know, when I began this journey of living the candid life, I did not realize how much it would require me to confront myself. It has forced me to face my challenges, examine my motives, question my decisions, and embrace a level of authenticity I never expected. It has also required vulnerability. And when vulnerability is expressed in a healthy and safe space, which I believe this is, it creates room for healing, growth, and freedom. As I have learned to appreciate the value God has placed on my life, I have discovered a freedom that cannot be found in human approval. Because when value depends on people, you become vulnerable to manipulation, disappointment, and even abuse. External validation becomes your compass, directing your decisions, shaping your emotions, and determining your sense of worth. That, my beloved, is a dangerous place to live because people are imperfect and their opinions can change, but your God-given value does not. True freedom comes when your identity is anchored and something far more secure. For me, that security is found in God's truth. It has become the firm foundation upon which I build my life. When you know who you are, when you understand your worth, and when you recognize that your value comes from the God who created, called, and appointed you, child of God, everything changes. Encouragement becomes a gift. Celebration is a blessing. But neither can become the foundation of your identity. You can appreciate affirmation without requiring it for your survival. Jesus said, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Family, freedom came when I stopped measuring myself against others and started embracing who God created me to be. My value does not come from people's approval anymore. My value comes from God. And that truth is what continues to set me free. And my beloved family, that truth is what will continue to set you free. Family, and that understanding of value naturally leads us into virtue. Because once you know your worth, you begin to take responsibility for how you carry it. Value answers, "Who am I?" Virtue answers, "How will I live?" And sometimes the clearest sign of growing character is not perfection, but conscience. True strength isn't in perfection, but in the courage to admit when you've fallen and rise with greater character. So, once again, I take you back into my classroom. Xavier was a stellar student, one you would never expect to do the wrong thing. But on this particular day, he did. I was giving directions in class, and he kept playing with another student's fidget. I asked both of them to stop. But for whatever reason, Xavier chose to continue. Following procedure, I gave both students reflection sheets. Xavier began to cry as he wrote, quietly wiping his face with tissues, small pieces of paper clinging to his cheeks. The other student raised his hand and said, "Miss Batchway, Xavier is crying." I acknowledged it, but I didn't address it at that moment. At the end of the class, I told Xavier I would not report the incident since it was his first offense. He was still very emotional, so I asked another student to walk him to his next class. The next morning, I saw him sitting on the gym bleachers before school. I walked over and I asked him a simple question. "Why were you crying after I gave you the reflection sheet?" His answer stopped me in my tracks. "I felt I let myself down," he responded. Not that he let me down. Not that he got caught. Not that he got in trouble. He felt he had let himself down. At that moment, I realized I wasn't looking at a student who was upset because he got corrected. That sentence revealed something deeper than behavior. It revealed conscience. I said to him, "Xavier, you have conscience. My respect for you has grown, and I am always going to share this story wherever I go. You weren't created to blend in. You were created to stand out. Later during our community meeting that morning, I shared his story, not to shame him, but to illustrate the power of reflection and growth. I introduced the students to a simple acronym. A, accept accountability for your actions. B, believe you can do better. C, commit to being a person of noble character. When I finished sharing, the room erupted in thunderous applause and cheers for Xavier. He looked a little embarrassed by all the attention, but I could also see a sense of dignity returning to him. As we made our way back to class, I noticed the confidence in his stride that hadn't been there before. His shoulders were back, his head was held high, and there was a renewed sense of purpose in the way he walked out of the cafeteria. That day, Xavier reminded me and all of us that true strength isn't found in never falling. True strength is found in owning your mistakes, learning from them, and having the courage to rise stronger than before. Family, as I reflect on these stories, I realize they are really telling the same story from different perspectives. My story was about learning my value. Xavier's story was about living with virtue. One taught me that I am loved. The other reminded me that character matters. Value tells us that we are accepted by God. Virtue challenges us to live in a way that honors that acceptance. One gives us identity. The other shapes our integrity. And both are essential. Because family, identity without character becomes fragile. If I know I'm valuable, but never develop integrity, accountability, or discipline, my foundation remains weak. And character without identity becomes exhausting. If I'm constantly trying to prove my worth through performance, achievement, or perfection, I will eventually wear myself out. But when identity and character work together, something beautiful happens. You no longer do the right thing to earn your value. You do the right thing because you already know your value. And that is what leads to a life of purpose, freedom, and authenticity. Psalm 139 reminds us, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made." I love that image, family. Before anyone had an opinion about us, God had already formed us. Before anyone compared us, criticized us, rejected us, celebrated us, or overlooked us, God had already determined our value. He knit us together in the secret place. He created us uniquely. He created us intentionally. And because of that, we can stop chasing worth and start living from it. Let me say that again. Because of that, we can stop chasing worth and start living from it. Family, as we close, let's take a slow breath together. Inhale and release. Let the letter V for value and virtue settle in you, in your body, in your mind, in your spirit. And I want to invite you to pause and reflect, not simply to listen, but to consider what your next step might be. Ask yourself, where in my life am I still measuring my worth through comparison instead of through God's truth? And what is one step I can take this week to strengthen my character and live more consistently with my values? Take a moment with these questions. Don't rush past them. Because information may inspire us for a moment, but reflection has the power to transform us. Family, we have reflected on a lot of things this episode. My prayer is that God's grace will continue to guide our thoughts, strengthen our character, and remind us of our worth. May we embrace the truth that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. May we reject comparison and walk confidently in the unique calling God has placed on our lives. And may we develop the virtue to do what is right, even when no one is watching. Beloved, our value comes from God. Our virtue is developed through daily choices, and together they create a life marked by freedom, integrity, and purpose. I want to say this because this is important. Learn from others. Don't compare yourself with them. Learn from others. Don't compare yourself with them. And as always, remember, awareness creates choice. Choice creates change. Take what serves you. Leave what doesn't. Because you have the power to release, the courage to receive, and the wisdom to keep moving forward. I'll see you next Sunday for another moment of focus and encouragement. Candid family, thank you again for your continued support and for being part of this journey each week. Please share, like, and subscribe to the podcast. Continue to write to me at livethecandidlife@gmail.com. Use the Candid Life A to Z in the subject line. And you can follow me on Instagram at LYDIAABOTSOE. That's Lydia A. Botre. And always remember, you are a living example of encouragement, so keep going, keep doing what is right, and keep making every moment count. Until next time, love, love, stay grounded, stay intentional, live candid. God bless.